Hi, welcome back. My name is Rick Schneider, community educator with Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Joining me is Kim Shook. Kim, good to see you.
Hi there. How are you?
And you notice the presto changeo. We have a few new guests, and I think about everybody knows who they are. Joining us is Carl Amspaugh and Jody Amspaugh.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having us.
Just kind of curiosity, where do you guys work?
We're the new owners of Home Helpers. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Yep, I've known you for years, and you did the marketing, and John and Mary did an excellent job of developing the company, I guess, and growing it. And I think that made them kind of feel good. You've taken it over recently?
Yeah, it's just been a recent change. Was
June and July was when we transitioned. At July, we effectively took over as the new owners.
Mm-hmm. So, Carl, did you know you were going to get into this when you married Jody years ago, or was this in the
Had heart? No idea. Had no idea. Yeah. Pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were not in the healthcare more or less before, correct?
Correct. I spent almost 2.5 decades in the building and construction industry prior to coming here.
So. Well, if I can say personally, I was in construction as well, drywall and then field offices for job sites and that kind of thing. And it's kind of like being in pro sports. You can learn how to handle yourself if you're working with construction people.
True.
You know, so I think you would be good working where you're at now. You know, managing is managing, you know, no matter what the business is.
Right.
And you've got a lot of experience. And Jody, you've been in town quite a while.
Yeah.
Working, kind of working the circuit and the nursing homes and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I actually started as a caregiver. So went from being a caregiver to the marketing and marketing to a little more office management. And now we just own it.
Well, Denise Bauer at Fairhope, she was a visiting nurse. So she understands what goes on. Not just reading in a book, she's been there, and there's a big difference.
Yeah, it's great to start from the bottom and work your way up, and that way you know all aspects of the business that
way. It really is, and you can understand how the caregiver feels, you can understand how the family feels, because you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
You get it, so.
That's a good point, Kim, that you understand that when you're in the home, and Home Helpers visits in the home.
Yeah.
So you understand when it's just you and the patient or the client or the family. Now what do we do?
Yeah, exactly. And I've been in those sticky situations that the caregivers go through. So it's nice that they can call and say, okay, what do I do here? And, I've been there, so this is what we're going to do.
It takes some stress off of the family to give that support to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as a patient care volunteer, you think it's pretty easy until somebody comes in and they're upset, and then you have to deal with it. And I can identify with our nurses going on site, going into the homes and their stressful situations. So what are some of the services? People are probably familiar, but there's all different kinds of visiting home agencies, I guess. I don't know how to do
it. Yeah. So we're a non-medical home care.
Okay.
So the services we provide are housekeeping, meals, transportation. We help with bathing and dressing, personal care. We just do nothing medical. So we're a good bridge or a good balance between maybe hospice and needing a little bit of extra help. And then also if they have home care, like home health services, if they have nurses in there, they provide the medical parts and then we do all of the rest. So we can just be that gap that's not filled, more like family.
Yeah, because I know some of the visiting nurse companies, they don't do dishes, we'll
say,
and they don't do different things. So you folks fill that gap.
Yep, so. We'll even walk the dog if it's necessary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
You can probably sell them some lumber too. So Carl, how big an area or how large territory do you folks deal with?
We have access to 5 counties in Ohio and southern and central Ohio. Primarily, we serve Lancaster and Fairfield County, including Canal, Winchester, and Pickerington. We get into the fringes of Franklin County, into Reynoldsburg and Groveport, Pickway County and Circleville, Perry County, Hawking County and Logan, and then we also have access to the Zanesville, Muskingum County market. So.
Oh, okay.
It's good. It's a large area.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's about the same coverage that we cover.
Yeah, we're in a lot of the same, ton of them the same. I think you guys are Athens and
we go
not.
South, further south. Mm-hmm. Great community partners with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we love working with you guys.
So there's no, I guess, you just go as far as you can and serve the customers or the clients.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need permits or...
Oh, no. There's no doctor's orders needed for us or anything like that. if a client just needs us for the housekeeping bit, we can be there for that. Or if they need us just for companionship or just someone to sit with them so they can go to the grocery store and get out or get their hair done or whatever, we can do anything. So, and we go anywhere. And it home can be wherever their home is. It can be a nursing home. It can be assisted living. It can be a regular house.
So well, that's interesting because I was thinking, you know, Kim, I was thinking we do the same. We care for people wherever they live, and I didn't realize you folks as well. I was thinking more just a home.
No.
House, rather.
It's literally wherever our clients call home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you come to a nursing home and just offer companionship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And also, we've been with clients in the hospital that maybe their loved ones can't be there all day, but they don't want them to be there alone. So we just sit one-on-one with them there, see if they need a snack, see if they need just someone to read to them or just spend time with them. It's funny, just all the different places that we can fit that you just can't imagine, you know?
Yeah, so I guess really you really can't itemize what you do.
No.
Because if something comes up, you'll see if you can do it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
As long as it's not in a medical way, we can usually help them out. Pets, like he said, we even change kitty litter boxes. So, I mean, we do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Just think of us as family. So.
Well, and that's a good point. And also being non-medical, I think people are a little more relaxed dealing with you as far as, you know, they're afraid to say the wrong thing and have to go to the doctor or something like that. But how long have you been with the company? You said, I know you did marketing and...
Yeah, it's been about 7.5 years now that I've been with the company. John and Cindy had it for a little over 8 years, and so I was almost the beginning of the company with them. So, yeah, it's been great. They were wonderful people. They had a purpose of wanting to take care of people, wanting to serve the community, and that's what we want to do. We want to just carry on their legacy, I guess.
Yeah, and you're not a franchise, if I can.
We are a franchise, actually.
A franchise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's other home helpers.
There are other home helpers nationwide that serve. I think there's around 200 franchises across the country. Mm-hmm. There are several here in Ohio as well, and that's where we get into the territory bounds of where we can go and where we can't.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
we just run it however we want to run it, though. The good thing with the franchise is
it gives us
all of our marketing materials, things like that. Mm-hmm. We don't have to recreate the wheel with those things.
Yeah.
And it gives us guidelines and things that we want to strive for, but then we can put our own spin on it. And that's kind of what we're doing with carrying on what John and Cindy had that own personal touch on it, you know.
Yeah, so. And I would think it gives you a little more relief. Well, of course, you get with the franchise, the bulk business card rates or whatever.
Yeah,
you
know,
different supply rates.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy things cheaper, but yeah, it is. You definitely have a hometown feel.
Yeah.
You know, to what you do.
Yeah, we definitely are a hometown. You know, John was born and raised in Lancaster, and Carl was born and raised in Lancaster. So we're just.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kim, you.
Know your clients.
We worked with Jody for quite a while.
Oh, many years.
Yeah, as far as different functions.
Back.
Yeah.
It's great.
And I know we've had some patients on our service that were on your service.
Yeah.
You know, and that you've learned to recognize, in fact, you know, what somebody might be sicker than they think, I guess.
Yeah. Right. And they can recognize that and pick up on things that where they might need even our palliative care program.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think it makes the conversation a little easier if they have an outsider's view. You know, if I'm coming in and I see that the family does need a little more than what.
Yeah.
They think they need, then yeah. I can also say, you know, I think the
might
palliative care,
get some,
maybe, you know, whether it's hospice or visiting
clinical
nurse,
yeah, exactly,
you know, just whatever it is, and I know it's what you guys do is such a blessing. You know, I've known folks who have received your service because literally the dishes were piling up.
Yeah.
You know, just something simple, the laundry, house cleaning,
just kind of takes the stress off. It's almost a ministry of sorts that, you know, you're helping families cope with their loved one that they are trying to balance with their regular life routine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we do view what we're doing as a ministry. When Jody started as a caregiver with the company, that was an answer for prayer for us. It was also an answer for prayer for John and Cindy. And we continue to operate our business every day under that guidance of prayer and a ministry. And we have the opportunity to reach out and serve other people. Yes, it's a business. Yes, there's money involved. But the greater aim is taking care of those people and our heart is to truly be an extension of their family in their time of need. And the other flip side of the coin, because it is a business, is every community we go into, we have the opportunity to bless others by offering employment.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's such a need for people to find work that pays and find work that's not just rote and routine, but something that's truly rewarding.
It's meaningful.
And we can do that, and we can provide that as well. So that's exciting for me personally.
Yeah. Well, and it shows, and with us as well, that you would have a hard time doing your job or ours without a spiritual foundation.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do it as, because you don't last too long. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, there's purpose to it, and you can see the people that just the joy you bring to them. That I know people that work for you, and the clients can't wait for them to get there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just something to look forward to, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is. It is a blessing in a ministry, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And we've had a great time. You know?
I know. We love working with you guys. It's always such a joy to, you know, mm-hmm. be able to partner and see how we can. And just fun just to get together, too.
Yeah.
Contact information if they need to get a hold of you, or maybe to sign up or to talk to somebody.
Yeah, the easiest way by phone, since everyone carries a phone typically, mm-hmm. you can reach our office at 740-689-9410. We also have access through the internet at www.homehelpershomecare.com/Lancaster, and that will take you directly to our local. Mm-hmm. Company's page. I know that's a mouthful.
Carl and Jody Amswell wish you the best with the new Home
Thank
Helpers
you.
Or
Thank
the
you.
Continuation of the Home Helpers, and it'll do just fine. And I'd like to remind everybody to celebrate life. This is Rick Schneider, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Celebrate life.